Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC, 1041 Thursday morning. Every week about this time, the optimism meter shoots off the charts because Sean Stone is here. He is full of good cheer, as always. Sean, welcome back to the program.
That's me, Ray. I'm just a basket of sunshine.
You know, and that's exactly true. And, you know, before we start with your listings of movies and stuff, took the kids to a movie this weekend.
What did you take them to?
Wreck-It Ralph, the internet thing.
Oh, that was fun.
It was fine.
That was a fun movie.
I enjoyed
that
movie.
It was colorful. It was funny. The jokes were good.
Yeah.
And it was worth staying to the end for that stupid pancake.
Oh, we didn't stay to the end.
Oh.
After the credits?
After the credits. There's an end gag you missed.
You know, I spent $800 to go. I should have stayed to the end.
That's right. Well, that's what happens.
So what's happening, old boy?
Well, I saw a movie that is unusual. It's called They Shall Not Grow Old, and it's unusual because it's an audience. The reason it's in theaters, it's an audience-driven movie.
Yeah,
people wanted to see it. Like 5 years ago, the Imperial War Museum in London approached Peter Jackson and said, "Can you make a documentary out of our enormous amount of World War I footage?" And he said, "All right, I'll think about it." And what they did was they went in and they digitally restored it and they colorized it. And it's this amazing document.
It looks amazing.
It's actually, there's a reason the movie's rated R too, because it's very gory.
Yeah.
Because World War I was not fun. And it's completely from the soldier's perspective. The only dialogue you hear is accounts from actors reading accounts of actual veterans of the war,
yeah,
and all of this footage, and it's actually amazing.
Did you see that Peter Jackson is going to take all the Let It Be footage? I think it's Peter Jackson, right? Did he do the Lord of the Rings or one
yeah.
of those? Taking all the hours and hours of Let It Be footage and reconstituting that film?
What, so to make them like they like each other?
Well, according to Peter Jackson, it was not quite as dour as the movie made out. He's seen all hours and hours and hours of unused footage.
Yeah,
so it should be interesting.
One of the earliest misguided gifts my mother gave me was the Let It Be book.
Oh yeah,
which is just them talking, and it's them talking themselves out of being a band. So
yeah, well,
we'll see how you can put a smiley face.
All right,
sir.
What's upcoming?
This is a tradition at the Capitol Theater in Rome, New York. It's Cartoon Madness. They do a Looney Tunes festival.
Yeah.
They always have a theme to it. Last time it was Bugs Bunny. This time it's The Many Faces of FUD.
What a great title. That's awesome.
So it's a variety of Elmer Fudd cartoons, Elmer with Bugs, Elmer with Sylvester, Elmer, early Elmer, fat Elmer. I mean, there were different versions.
He lost some weight later on in the 50s.
He did. And it's not all Elmer Fudd cartoons. There's a great Tweety and Sylvester. The Christmas one where Granny gets Tweety for Christmas and he switches. Sylvester tries to switch the gifts.
Sure.
So he gets Tweety and she gets a rubber
that
mouse.
That old canard. Yes, I remember it well, sir.
Well, that's Thursday and Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 3 and 7 p.m. That's Cartoon Madness at the Capitol Theater in Rome. Friday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy. It's Postmodern Jukebox. They play contemporary music in the style of the 20s on period instruments, and it's wacky.
Oh, my gosh, that would be fun.
It's wacky and delightful.
Yeah.
Friday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, Dane Cook. Yes, he's still around.
Hmm.
Tell It Like It Is.
Okay.
Comedy.
And what is that?
That's Friday at 7:30 at the Palace.
Terrific.
Friday at 8 o'clock at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's Jontavious Willis. He's a 21-year-old acoustic blues guitar phenomenon who's really good. You know, it's like you can find him on YouTube. He's really good.
Jontavious Willis.
Yes. And then Friday and Saturday night, there's four shows at different times at the Funny Bone Comedy Club out at Glorious Crossgates Mall in Gilderland. It's Eddie Griffin.
Okay.
And then the music we heard coming into this wonderful spot was Khaki King, and she's going to be at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. She's a guitar phenom, and it will be delightful. Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7 o'clock, they're showing The Big Sleep.
Oh, great movie.
It is. It's a fun movie. The one scene that always sticks with me is Dorothy McGuire as the bookseller,
yep,
flirting with Bogart, which is pretty much one of the sex in a movie with Bogart and Bacall. The fact that their scene isn't the sexiest scene will give you an idea of how good this movie
is.
And
what I love about that film noir is if you watch enough of it, Then you start saying, oh, this is where Lebowski got this. This is where Lebowski got that. And it makes me appreciate The Big Lebowski even more.
And also, not even the author could figure out the plot. I mean, the plot is so complex, no one could figure it out.
Yeah.
At Proctor's on the main stage in Schenectady, it opens Tuesday and it runs through March 3rd. It's a musical called Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So what they've done is they've taken, you know, the best songs from the movie, the newly Brickus songs, Candyman, Pure Imagination.
Songs, right.
And then the people who wrote the music for Hairspray and made John Waters rich wrote a bunch of other songs for this. So it's
like a mixtape.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure the Oompa Loompa songs are less monstrous.
Are you skeptical?
Well, it's got to be better than the songs in the Tim Burton remake.
All right, sir.
I mean, really.
Well, I look forward to that on the stage. I won't see it, but I look forward to
it
all
the
same.
Yes, there you go. And then Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. It's Rachel and Vilray, and this is jazz influenced by, you know, the music of the 30s and the 40s.
Okay. And then there are movies, right?
Bunch of new movies. There is Arctic, which is Mads Mikkelsen and his wife are in a plane that crashes in the Arctic, and he has to drag her across the Arctic. It's one of those survival-type things.
So the title really says it all.
Exactly. Okay. Never Look Away, which is the German entry for Best Foreign Language Film in this year's Oscars. It's 3 hours long. It's a multi-generational thing, and we all know what Germany was like in the 20th century, so you can imagine what we're going to go through.
Yes.
Then there's How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Didn't we see the How to Train? Isn't that old?
This is the third one.
Oh, heavens. Do we need it?
The dragons look cute, but the movie, the trailer makes it look like it's an action movie. Maybe it is.
You know, the kids like the action movies.
I guess. Right. I don't know.
When's the Godzilla movie coming out? That's the important thing.
I actually saw the trailer. Again, they had the trailer before the Peter Jackson movie, this World War I documentary. They showed the Godzilla trailer, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. When's it coming out?
Not until summer, I think. They've really got to push it, but it's great. You've seen it.
So I've seen the trailer.
When Ken Watanabe says, no, Godzilla will be his pets.
This is...
This
is pretty big news.
I know.
But I don't have much going on, really.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of with you on that one. And then there's Fighting With My Family, which is a comedy, sort of serious drama about a teenager who gets into the WWE.
I saw the trailer for this one.
It looks fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look like fun. I don't know if they can sustain it for 2 hours.
I know, but it looks like they gave it a shot. And plus it's got, you know, Nick Frost from he's the father. He's from Shaun of the Dead and all those movies.
That was a movie?
You didn't see that one?
Again, Sean, I don't get out much, but, you know, it's always fun having you here. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent, and his list will be posted. Your list, by the way, will be posted at WAMC.org/roundtable. Do you ever go and look at the list?
I do indeed.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. And, we'll, you know, I got to say, I made a crack about the optimism meter. You were in a good mood today. So whatever you're doing, stop doing it.
I will.
We expect the dour Sean on the next program. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.